You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WAUK Daily News Roundup for the Shaw, 101.1 FM and 540 AM in Waukesha.
For 540 WAUK News, I'm Stuart J. Wattles. Milwaukee is in mourning. It was mid-afternoon yesterday when the death of Officer Kendall Corder was announced. Law enforcement and rescue personnel lined streets from freighter to the medical examiner's office in a show of respect to the fallen officer. Officer Corder was fatally shot while responding to a shots-fired call last Thursday. He was 32 with 6 years of service. His partner, Officer Christopher McCray, was also shot but is expected to recover. The suspected shooter, 22-year-old Tremaine Jones, was arrested with now homicide among the likely charges. Today is the deadline for Wisconsin lawmakers to pass a new two-year state budget. If there's no deal, current spending levels would continue. That would mean municipalities would face uncertainty as they plan their own finances. A budget committee met Friday night, approving agency budgets but leaving major items like child care and university funding unresolved. Democrats criticized the process for lacking investment in education, while Republicans defended their actions as necessary after disputes over the governor's veto powers. Some local students are trying to figure out how AI can change everything. Microsoft and UW-Milwaukee have officially opened a new $3 million AI lab aimed at connecting local manufacturers with the latest automation technology. The lab unites UW-Milwaukee's Connected Systems Institute with Titletown Tech to help Wisconsin businesses develop AI-driven automation. The partnership is expected to boost both innovation and competitiveness for manufacturers across the state. The Fire and Police Commission in Milwaukee voted unanimously last week to reappoint Jeffrey Norman as chief for another four-year term. Some community activists raised concerns about police accountability during the public comment period prior to the extension. The Dutch are doling over dollars for defense, and a Wisconsin company is benefiting. Lisa Hale has more.
The Netherlands Ministry of Defense orders 150 military vehicles from Oshkosh Defense. The agreement for the country's military to purchase the Dutch Expeditionary Patrol Vehicles was signed on Wednesday. The Cayman, as they're known, offers off-road mobility, high speeds, and interoperability with NATO forces. No dollar amount was released for the sale. Oshkosh Defense is a subsidiary of Oshkosh Corporation, a global vehicle manufacturer headquartered in Oshkosh.
Don't be alarmed if you see a lot of swords in downtown Milwaukee. For the next week, Milwaukee is hosting the world's largest fencing tournament. The USA Fencing National Championships kicked off over the weekend in the Deer District. Thousands of visitors are expected as the event takes over the Baird Center through the 7th. It's free and open to the public. This is the first time the Fencing National Championships have come to Wisconsin. And that's news on 540 WAUK. I'm Stuart J. Wattles.
A new deal for Bobby. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports basketball. The Milwaukee Bucks offering Bobby Portis Jr. a three-year contract extension worth $44 million. Portis asked why he's grateful Doc Rivers is his head coach.
You know, sometimes you get put in a box and not get to display what you can really do. So I'm thankful for Doc just letting me just play ball and it's letting the game come to me, and it's been easier to go out there and just play the game the way I know how to play.
Meanwhile, Kevin Porter Jr. has declined the Bucks' offer to stay in Milwaukee and is instead headed to free agency. Baseball. Brewers have the day off. They travel to New York where they'll face the Mets tomorrow night. The Crew losing in extra innings yesterday to the struggling Colorado Rockies 4-3. Not enough production at the plate, said Pat Murphy.
We had three hits through the ninth inning, I believe, and one was a bloop and one was an infield hit. We had four hits and two homers that were timely and great. More and more, we couldn't finish the job.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Ben Affleck and Matt Damon have many fans, both individually and as a team. The duo, through their company, Actors Equity, will be making more films as they are partnering with Sony Pictures. Artists Equity has produced such films as Air, The Accountant 2, and Small Things Like These, and will continue to have the option to produce side projects. Artists Equity is also the creative force behind the upcoming Animals, which Affleck will direct and star in opposite Gillian Anderson. The film is currently in post-production with no release date as of yet. Attention American rock and rollers, there is a new biopic on the way about the band The Scorpions, according to TheWrap.com. Wind of Change stars The Wire's Dominic West, David Cross, and Luke Brandon Field as a couple members of the band. Wind of Change became an anthem for the end of the Cold War back in the early 90s. How do actors cope with being part of a really dark horror film? Violet McGraw and Allison Williams, stars of Megan 2.0, made themselves happy when the cameras weren't rolling by singing Taylor Swift songs. The 37-year-old Williams and 14-year-old McGraw are both Swifties. McGraw, who plays Williams' niece in the film, says the two bonded due to the dark material, and the way they ended up coping with it was by pretending to be Taylor. Megan 2.0 is rating fresh on Rotten Tomatoes and is currently in theaters. If mystery and horror isn't your thing, how about mystery and comedy? Peacock's remake of the 1989 Tom Hanks film The Burbs is gaining steam. The reboot is not a movie, but rather a series, and the cast is headlined by Kiki Palmer, whose credits include Nope and the recent surprise hit One of Them Days. Palmer is also executive producing. If you're feeling nostalgic for the movie, you might dig the show, as it is filmed on the same street on the Universal backlot as the movie. Attention, avid readers, if there are still any left. You can never have enough psychological thrillers, as far as I'm concerned, and thanks to Amazon, there is a new one on the way based on a best-selling book. The streamer has purchased rights to Freda McFadden's The Tenant, which has been atop the New York Times bestseller chart for 7 weeks. The story follows Blake Porter, a marketing executive who loses his job and takes in a boarder to help make ends meet. You can imagine how that goes. Tough to find a good roommate, much less one who won't try to kill you. If you haven't been to Summerfest yet, but have been meaning to go, you still have time. One more weekend, to be specific. The third and final weekend of one of the world's biggest music festivals kicks off again this Thursday, July 3rd. This upcoming weekend's music lineup includes Benson Boone, Fountains of Wayne, Social Distortion, John Oates, Without Hall, that doesn't seem right, Everclear, and the Lumineers. Hot fun in the summertime. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. A few scattered showers and thunderstorms around this afternoon, otherwise partly sunny skies with a high of 83. For tonight, partly cloudy with lows in the mid-60s. On Tuesday, first day of July, looks like a good one. Sunny skies with highs in the lower 80s. Right now, it's 71.
That's your WAUK Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at waukradio.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.